This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Steve Richards. I'm an extension educator. I've also worked as an agricultural consultant and basically just work with farmers, help them write business plans, make changes to their operations, do estate plans, expansion plans, things like that.
How are you involved with user adoption?
The way I'm involved usually is a farmer will call me or an agricultural entrepreneur and they'll say, I'm looking at this new technology. I'm curious whether this would work for me. I'm involved usually from just the numbers financial analysis standpoint, not the agronomic or production aspects where, you know, we're talking about growing or raising livestock or plants. So I'm just about the numbers.
Stephen, what are the biggest successes and challenges with user adoption?
Well, I think I thought a lot about this. Let me start with the barriers first. A lot of times with farming, there's a lot of risk aversion because you're basically taking your wealth and putting it out in the field and hoping that you'll get enough of a return in terms of crop yields or animal yields to pay back what you've invested plus get some margin of profit. So the risk aversion is a big barrier to adoption of new technology and the uncertainty of what that new technology might produce in terms of outcomes. The benefits of new technology to farms are increased yields, improved environmental impact, or reduced environmental impact, quality of product, reduction in costs. So the benefits, a lot of times, don't necessarily drive the adoption of new technology in farming. Rather, it's the reduction of those barriers I just mentioned, reducing the time needed, the effort needed, the technical issues of learning a new production practice, and mainly the uncertainty, and sometimes access to capital to pay for that technology is also a barrier. So if we can overcome those barriers, then there can be some successes. One of the things I've noticed, and this may go into another question that you're going to ask, that certain pockets in agriculture, certain communities, there'll be an attitude, a can-do attitude, or a culture of adoption created. They see their neighbor implementing this particular practice, and they'll say, hey, I want to try that too. And so for me, as the numbers guy, I'll be called out one, two, three, four, five times to a similar area to look at the same technology for one farm after the other as they've seen their neighbor do it. And they say, I want to see if this makes money for me and on down the line.
Stephen, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
If there's a way to reduce the variability in outcomes of adopting the technology, such as maybe a cost share from the implementation, having demonstrations ahead of time of the technology, perhaps a trial for a neighbor or a certain farm in a certain neighborhood to try it so that others can see, any way to reduce those barriers to adoption. Of course, you know, we've always traditionally sold technology on its benefits, but I think also selling a technology on the reduction of risk is another good a piece of advice that I would like to pass along.
And Stephen, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Certainly, I'm available for questions. And I guess right here, I'd like to promote the Cooperative Extension Service when it comes to agriculture. Every state has a land-grant university, and that land-grant university has a Cooperative Extension Service. And their job is to basically help adoption of new technology to be a free service to the agricultural entrepreneurs and farmers in their state to look at technology, to implement it, to reduce risk, and to basically help them stay in business for as long as we can have a nice agricultural community in our country.
Well, thanks, Stephen.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.